Dobro. So, my dear devotees, I thought we start this next session with a very, very intensive exercise where we will try to hear the super soul. As you have heard from the text of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna thinks the mind control is so essential for our spiritual life that he has said that he who has controlled the mind has obtained the super soul. Yeah, somehow, maybe Gaur Madhava, you can tell the devotees, it sounds like the battle of Kurukshetra in the kitchen. Or Govinda Nandan will say it with authority. Of course, the devotees should do everything, but no battle of Kurukshetra. So, conquering the mind is so important that Krishna says the super soul is obtained for one who has done so. As we all know, in the 10th canto, Krishna says that to those who are devoted to him, he gives the understanding by which they can come to him. So in this part of the workshop, we have designed an exercise where you could, in theory, come in contact with the super soul. The exercise goes like this. We will again build two persons, two partners, partner A and partner B. And partner A is the super soul, and partner B is partner A. Let me make it very clear. Sridhar, please come, and Madhupati, please come. It's very important now that you please stand here. You pay very close attention. But before this, I have to ask you to perform, to form groups of partner A and partner B. It's called in English dyads. Choose your partner A, and you both need to have notebooks for this. It is a very intense exercise, so you might choose someone with whom you are comfortable. And so who is partner A? Now, first of all, let us see. Has everyone found a partner? Yes. Is my question clear? Who has not yet found a partner? Raise your hands. So please team up with whoever. Mataji's, please, those who have not found a partner, raise your hand and look around for a partner. You are alone. Okay. Kalavati, here, Kalyavati is your partner. Yes. Yes, it is an Italian-Croatian team. Yes. So, of the boys, who has not yet found a partner? Govindanandan. No, here is Joseph. Yes, he is the ideal partner. Joseph, you are the best. So now look very, very carefully what is happening here. Sridhar is partner A. And Madhupati is partner B. Very good. Who is partner A in your group? Dobro. And who is partner B? We have to be very clear with the devotees. Now, partner A, Sridhar, in this case, will talk to partner B. But he will not talk as Sridhar. He will talk from the perspective of the super soul to Sridhar, who is at the moment Madhupati. Madhupati's task will be to note down whatever. Stay. Otherwise, we are totally bewildered and forget how to do it. Will note down as a faithful secretary to the super soul what the super soul says about Sridhar. The super soul will talk about two subjects. Sridhar, you do very well and you have very nicely understood this. Madhupati will note this down. Then the super soul will again address Sridhar by saying, my dear Sridhar, you absolutely need to improve this. After this has been done, Madhupati, come here, turn roads. Madhupati, who's now the super soul, will address Madhupati and say, Madhupati, you do very well in these areas. And he explains why. You, for instance, you chant your rounds very accurately. Or you have understood that service to Guru and Krishna is very important. Or Madhupati, you have developed somehow an attraction to Mother Ganga and swimming with the dolphins in Mother Ganga. The super soul will talk very, very precisely about Madhupati, what he does well. Next thing, Madhupati, who is now the super soul, will talk to Madhupati, you absolutely need to improve on this area. My dear devotees, if you take this exercise serious, you will experience miracles. I would like to tell you a little bit before you start what the super soul said to me. Would you like to hear it? Sachinandan Swami, somehow by my mercy you have understood that chanting is the main sadhana, the main blessing and the shelter in this world. Sachinandan Swami, you have understood that to get further blessings, you need to chant yourself properly and you need to serve the Vaishnava community to come closer to the holy name. These are correct things and some more. Then the super soul said about room to improvement. Satchinanda Swami, you are a little playful with your intelligence. And you need to focus a little bit more. Satchinanda Swami, you must now prioritize. The Super Soul even spoke to me in English words I don't know usually. You must now prioritize the holy name absolutely. Strictly avoid all offenses of which two are most prominent. That is, you are sometimes inattentive and you are sometimes a little bit frustrated with the Hare Krishna movement that they are so slow in understanding spiritual subjects. This bitterness can lead to Vaishnava aparad. Be careful. So now I need to ask you, is the exercise clear to you? To whom it is not clear? I did this improvement with this list with one devotee called Gaurahari. It's not the Gaurahari who's here with us. It's the scientist Gaurahari from Chopati. And he was Satchinandan Swami, you know. I was addressing him in the role of the Super Soul, and he wrote this down. Is it clear? It's really switching roles. And if you are in tune, by now you have done the mind training workshop. By now I think you are totally in tune with the Super Soul. as in the Bhagavad Gita. You might see things are coming out through your mouth which are just Super Soul inspired. Who is not clear about the exercise? Raise your hand. It's your chance now. Mahavir, yeah, understood. But you are in the... Wait a minute, before you start. Prabhuji's. Your name is Mahojwala. Your name is Bhakta Philip. So you will start. Are you A or are you B? Can you be A and he be? No problem. Okay. So Mahojwala will now imagine himself in the role of the Super Soul who is present in every minute of Mahojwala's days, who sees everything about him, who knows his strong points and his weak points. And now you will talk to Philip as if Philip is Mahojwala. And Philip will take his Philip notebook and write down in the quickest way you can what the Super Soul is saying to Mahojwala. Alright? And you have to really, Mahojwala, you have to really connect with what the Super Soul would say. He knows everything about you. He would say, Mahojwala, you have somehow understood the need of preaching. You have a desire to be a Brahmana. You are a Brahmana. And you are very nice and caring for devotees and so on. And then room for improvement. Mahojwala, remember how three years ago you gave your heart and fell in love and it was not the right arrangement? Mahojwala, I really request you, have you understood the lesson that you need to give your heart totally to me? Maybe this is the room for improvement. I don't know. I'm not the Super Soul. but when you do the exercise, you will know. Is it now clear? Dobro. Be very, very serious about this exercise because you absolutely need to go through this exercise to enter into the Cathedral of Sound a little later. You absolutely need to become transparent. So, start now. Hare Krishna, I forgot one thing, which is very important. You will get later a piece of paper like this, where there are things which you do correct and room for your improvement. You will get a letter from the Super Soul. But please do it seriously. Don't do it in the Croatian. You have to really connect now with the Super Soul. Be very green, very serious. Try to maybe pray before you start talking. And then, you know, really be present. Okay, start now. Hare Krishna. Do you need more time? You should be by now at the point, at the second question, that is, what should you improve? The Super Soul should say, what should you improve? Okay? So, Hare Krishna. I'm sorry, are you done with the whole thing? One person, yeah. Now I request you to switch roles. Partner B, you are now the Super Soul, and you are talking to partner A, who is you. Okay? Hare Krishna, please listen, Prabhupada. It's very important that you listen. And then you will get in the end a description of what you do right at the moment and where there is room for improvement. Okay? So please give it your best. When you speak now, partner B, take a minute, go inside of you, step a little outside of your body, of your mind, watch you as the Super Soul would see you. Krishna says in the Katha Upanishad, that there are two birds on the tree of the body. One is the individual soul, and the other is the Super Soul, who always watches the individual soul and waits until the individual soul turns to him. So this is now the chance. You please now try to see yourself from the eyes of God, through the eyes of God. No? And the other person will note it down as a secretary. So, Hare Krishna, do you need some more time, or are you Super Soul? You should by now be in the where there is room for improvement, okay? Yes. I don't want to rush the Super Soul, obviously. So, full concentration and focus. So, Hare Krishna, please slowly come to the end. Oh, the Super Soul of Madhupati cannot stop. Hare Krishna. So let me ask you to exchange your papers. Have you done so already? Yes. And have you? Can you please just look for 2 minutes what the Super Soul said to you by looking at your piece of paper? 1 minute. Yes. No talking. No talking. Just reading. I think you have read everything, is this correct? So I just wanted to ask you, Hare Krishna, before we go into our very intense exercise, I'm all the time looking at Lila Purushottam and Nitai Daya and Lalita. The Super Soul said very humorous things to you, I think. Humoritsky, huh? Yes. So may I get a quick feedback from the group? How did you find this exercise? What came to your mind? Do you feel... Yes, Sharada. What is our weakness and what we have to do? Banu Nandini? You felt like you had many things in your mind, which things where you felt you should do them, but now you felt some clarity came to you. It should become a daily practice, says Sundarananda. Why, Sundarananda? What did you feel in this practice? It's good to be reminded because we often forget. Yeah. I feel it's very important what Rivoye said. If we just please focus on this. Rivoye said, I felt that everything I will now do something which is enigmatic. In other words, it's mysterious. I will put some apostrophe. Anything the Super Soul said were things I already knew, but it became so clear now to me. I think it was a little similar to what Banu Nandini said, who said there was almost so many items, but now it was reduced, and I saw Sharada's and Banu Nandini's notes. There were not many, but it was crystal clear. I want to raise a question here. Listen very carefully to the question. What did you just hear? Did you hear what was clear to you, or was it coming from the Super Soul, a place outside your thinking? Do you think this is a good question, or is it an irrelevant question? Devashi Narada, is it so easy to contact the Super Soul that we just do a little exercise and then Krishna comes and tells us? No, I'm asking you, Devashi Narada, because very, very good. I'm asking Devashi Narada because Devashi Narada has always very much impressed me as a wonderful devotee who has always kept a critical perspective, isn't it? So we have heard Devashi Narada's answer. He says it was not the Super Soul, it was me. Would anyone like to speak on this subject? We will turn to now a scientifically trained man, 2 scientifically trained men. I first saw Braj Kishore. Please, Braj Kishore, tell us what you think about this exercise. Very interesting. Have you noted Devashi Narada the answer? I would love to say this again, but maybe with a translation, It was, can you, Raj Kishore, can you be so kind to say it in the local language again? It was a very good comment. Would you, can we, you must speak loud, yes. For the English speaking audience, I would like to repeat again. The main focus of what Raj Kishore has said was that we might have, we have most probably heard the voice of the conscience. You know conscience? Yes. Which we so often try to push behind the curtain. That's a Macedonian expression. You have in your apartment a curtain where you put all the rubbish, and then when the guest comes, you close the curtain and everything looks very well kept and so on. But behind the curtain there is the hellish planets, you know. So the voice of conscience is always talking to us, but we ignore it. So in this exercise it came out. Let us hear another philosophically trained man, Pavle, but brief and concise. What did we do? What in your understanding was this exercise all about? No. In a local, yeah, but if it's brief, yes. And loud. Thank you. Hrivoje, yes. Hrivoje is writing at the moment the beginning of a book on religious experience, and he will now, as a professor of religious experience, talks to us.
I will just ask a question because I would like to align with the Rashi Narada and
yeah.
Keep this doubt.
Yeah.
And ask the question whether our conscious? No,
conscience.
Is
always the super soul.
Is there a conscience without
Is the conscience or with the super soul, or is there a conscience without the super soul? Hrivoje wants to keep the doubt in the room. Yes. I have a lot to say about this, but I will talk in a moment. I just want to hear Banu Nandini. And talking about Banu Nandini.
About something that was on my mind, and she was talking to me. And I had to be in another role. And I had
Who were you? Just anybody? Or
no, I was a special person. But maybe it was the internet now.
Yeah.
And then,
then I don't know what is the... You might have to tell me later. Yes, yes.
And then
Banu Nandini, you're very intelligent, but I'm very simple. I don't know what you did and what was happening, but yes. So you are saying it can't be me. It was not I who was talking when I was in the role of the super soul, because I said things which I would never say.
No, I want to say it was me, because I became conscious of these things that
okay.
told me.
Okay, so it was you and not the super soul who was speaking. Govindanandan, I would like to now say something. I know that we are now getting very inspired to talk, and but we want to do the last exercise also. My dear devotee, if we ask the question, what was just now happening, the answer is not so easy. It depends. It depends how pure you are. It depends how much you want to come in contact with the Lord. It depends on many, many factors. I personally believe that according to the level of your consciousness on which you are presently, this exercise will either bring out what you already know, that is what Devarshinarada Prabhu said, or if you are on a higher platform, on a prayerful platform, where you just surrender to the Super Soul, you might get an inspiration from the Super Soul when you do this exercise. This exercise you can in fact do every day in a simple way. You can step before the Lord on the altar and you can pray to Him and ask Him, "My Lord, please, please, please show me my next steps. Show me what I need to learn." And then if you are serious and you do this not as a mental game, but you do it as an exercise in your spiritual life, the Lord can, if He so chooses, give you directions. He can do this personally, or He can do this through His trusted representative, the Super Soul. He can do this by directing you to a passage in the scripture where all of a sudden you feel a divine inspiration which comes from outside of your own thought processes. In fact, this practice of approaching the scriptures with the sincere desire to know what you don't know, this practice of approaching the scriptures with a sincere desire for spiritual directions very often bears tremendous fruits. When you go and you chant the holy name, you are actually supposed to rise to a different level of consciousness, a consciousness which is pure. And it is possible that the Super Soul talks to you. What do you do when you have an information which you think is divine? What do you do when you have all of a sudden a flash of inspiration which you feel comes from another source than your own mind? At that time, the scriptures direct us to go to three places for verification or confirmation. We go to the other devotees, we go to our spiritual master, and we go to the Shastra. And the voice of the Super Soul has very much the sound of the Shastra, the spiritual master, and sadhus. Like everything in spiritual life, it depends really on whose level you are. When I did this exercise in America, America is in this direction, where the sun is. I thought like Devarshinarada, because I'm very skeptical when I go into these exercises. But I also felt that at one stage, as I was talking in the role of the Super Soul, and I was really praying, for a moment, something came through which I personally didn't like to hear or didn't want to hear, didn't expect to hear, but which was right. And I can imagine, because all the thinking functions, the mental functions, are under the control of God, that somehow God gave me something according to my level on which I am. I can't imagine. So, now, my dear devotees, I want, Ante. It can. There is one disciple of mine who was a non-devotee, I mean, so to say, before she came in contact with Vedic literature. Her name is Sriji, very good devotee, who wrote me something which is just so absolutely out of transcendental, I think. She was just a normal girl in Hungary. I don't know how old she was, maybe 18, 19, 20 years young. Into fashion and design and all the things Hungarian ladies are in, you know, Schminka, Dekorationski, Muchkatski, everything. So then, she felt a little dissatisfied with her life. It was so external. So when she was in the bed, she all of a sudden, as she was going to bed, felt there's someone in the room. Now, as a girl, she was afraid. Maybe it is an undesirable person who's in the room and who will want to do undesirable things with me now. But then, she calmed because it was a very divine atmosphere. And all of a sudden, she saw a light coming and saw a four-armed Vishnu. And the Vishnu said, go tomorrow in that other town. Be there at 10:30 and I will come to you again. And disappeared. He was really thinking what to do and couldn't sleep the whole night. And in the morning she didn't want to go. Then she felt, but it was so clear, go tomorrow to this town. So she deliberately went too late to the bus station. The bus to that town, which would arrive at 10:28, you know, in the town, should have left already. But although she was too late at the bus station, the bus came with 5 minutes delay or 10 minutes, I don't know now how. And the bus driver said, come in quick, we really have to go quickly to that town. The bus went and she arrived in the town at 10:29. She went out of the bus and almost mechanically, feeling a push inside, went to that particular street. And there, she saw a person of whom she was in the first beginning afraid. It was a man who had a baseball hat and some little hair coming from one side of the baseball hat. That man approached her and said, Hari Hari Bol, I have come to give you a book. We distributed to all nice people in this town, who are today in this town. And he reached out into a bag, and gave her a Sri Ishupanishad with the same picture of that four-armed person, which had appeared in her dreamski, you know, in her night, in the night. I, I saw that person. Yes, said the devotee, that's the super soul. Do I have to give you any money? No. Just keep the book, read it carefully, and surrender to the super soul. That's what he said. Usually in book distribution, you don't say, Madhupati, surrender to the super soul, you know. So she took the book home, she read the whole book and surrendered to the super soul. She became a devotee. Sometimes the super soul can speak to us. Never think the Lord can never speak to you, because then He will never speak to you. Think that it is possible if I pray that the Lord will appear to me. The same thing is with the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra and the exercise which we will now do together. It is possible that the Lord will appear to you, and you will have a wonderful realization of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra like you have never done before. So, I want to now do a little exercise with you for circulation, because we will sit and meditate. And I want to also make one statement. I thought about this very, very deeply, and I have decided I will make the Cathedral of Sound exercise now with you, a very powerful exercise on mind control. And we will not have an evening program this evening, because I feel from the energy of the retreat that you are taking in a lot of information, that you're giving your best also in this nice climate. And I feel it's good if we pause, if we have one evening a little free, where we walk maybe, where we talk, where we sit down, chant and be ourselves, because tomorrow we will enter very deeply into the area of the heart, and then the day after tomorrow is our 64-ounce day. Hari Hari Bol. So we are now, we need to, now like athletes on a marathon, we need to pace ourselves a little, divide our strengths a little, because we really want to be very, very concentrated on our 64-ounce day, and so on. So maybe under the circumstances, yeah. My dear devotees, today I want to introduce to you an exercise called the Cathedral of Sound, which is more or less an exercise which helps us to experience the divine sound vibration. When we chant Hare Krishna for so long, there is a difficulty. I have written about this in a book which I want to publish in 2 years. I want to read from this book to you. Krishna. Whenever the mind hears the same vibrations, it switches off. For instance, you notice the drumming of rain on your roof, or a storm outside of your window, only at the beginning. After some time, the mind switches off, and you don't hear the rain any longer, or the storm. In the beginning, you cannot fall asleep when you drive in the train, because of the unusual sounds the train wheels produce driving on the tracks. After some time, however, the mind switches off and you fall asleep. In the beginning, when you hear lectures, you are wide awake because everything is so new. After some time, the mind switches off. In the beginning, the list could be continued endlessly. Whatever it is, at the beginning, you are alert, and when the same thing repeats itself again and again, your mind switches off. What is sometimes maybe a good protection mechanism becomes your greatest enemy when you chant japa. After a few mantras, the material mind switches off because apparently it is always the same vibration. If one can, however, keep the mind switched on while chanting the holy name, the transcendental sound vibration can actually pervade the material mind. Then it is almost as if water comes through a hole in a dam and floods everything. In the same way, the mantra must pierce through our material shells and totally overflow us with Krishna prema. This is obtained by the yoga of concentration and by chanting with a heart full of devotion. So Prabhupada used to say this to his disciples when we asked him, what is about my spiritual form, Srila Prabhupada? What is about my vision of the transcendental reality? He said, when we chant, we must just concentrate our mind on the sound vibration, and in that way, everything will be revealed, one after another. The form, the qualities, the pastimes, etc. of the Lord. And this is the way of cultivating spiritual realization. So when you chant, my dear devotees, you actually make an endeavor. You make an endeavor in two directions. To produce the mantra and hear it, that's one department. And then to enter into a prayerful mood. Srila Prabhupada said that your chanting should have some urgency. And he compared the right chanting with a genuine cry of a child for the mother. When I was young, my mother took me, I grew up on an island between Denmark and Germany. It was the island Fehmarn. Maybe you have seen it on the map. It's a small island which looks a little bit like an elephant. Still my parents have a house there. My mother, my parents had terrible experiences in the war, and they wanted their children to have a nice childhood. So I would grow up in a little town. There was a marketplace, and my mother would, when I was a child, take me with her when she would do the chopping of the vegetables and everything else we could get as a family from the marketplace. And I do remember, and my mother often tells me, that once she lost me in the marketplace. It was a big marketplace because all the farmers from the island came and sold their goods on the marketplace. I remember it was a terrible experience for me to lose my mother. I was trying to look for her, first a little bit, then I couldn't find her, and finally I would just cry, "Mama!" Just a little. Then no one paid attention and no one came, and I Just I was going really loud, as you know, I can sing very loud if I want. And when I was a young baby or young child, I was even double as loud as now. Mama! And really, I was really getting into crying. My mother said that there was soon, I remember 10 or 15 people just around in a big circle because I was crying so loud and was banging with my fists on the ground. And where is my mama? I was suffering so much. And these people couldn't help me and no one dared to come close. And finally the mother came. So this is a genuine cry. And this is the mood in which we should learn to chant. Tomorrow we will enter this mood more and more and more. But for today, we want to conclude the day by the experience of divine sound, which is very intense. We want to experience this sound everywhere in our being. When we hear of the great devotees who chant, we hear that they are pervading with chanting. Jagannath Das Babaji was chanting under a tree in Navadvip, and he chanted 126 rounds or so, I once heard. I mean, you know. Then when he left the body, half a year later, the bark of the tree under which he chanted fell off. And on the naked white branch, there was a Hare Krishna, which had grown out of the tree. The tree had been pervaded by that sound vibration, and it had grown a Hare Krishna inside the branch. You know, it was not carved with a knife, it had grown in. We also want that the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra grows into our being. It is there when we chant in the night, because it is there in the subtle body. The chanting of Hare Krishna is there when we are under the attack of adverse circumstances, because the chanting has gone into our psychology. We want that the chanting does not only go lip deep, we want that the chanting goes heart deep and in fact pervades our whole being. This is the only solution so that we do not do parrot chanting. And Jagannath Puri, I saw a parrot who could chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But the owner told me this parrot only chants lip deep or beak deep. Beak is, you know, this. When the cat came 2 months ago, the parrot was not chanting Hare Krishna. It was not taking shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. It went wah, 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 wah. So the chanting should go deep. And I would like, as a final conclusion for today, make an exercise where we go very deep into the chanting. Do you have your beebeck with you? Good. Mr. Gaurahari. Please sit the way you have learned. The knees should be below the hip. Maybe you want to put something under your sitting muscles. Sasha has said it's so nice. I always say behind, but sitting muscle is much nicer. Bring your pelvis a little bit forward. Open your chest, please. It is not a problem that you sweat a little, because this sweat is healthy. It's It's not unhealthy sweat because you are, there's circulation. It's not the same as when it's just hot and you sweat like this. That is a little unhealthy. But now the circulation works and it's good. You will need it. So I request you now. You don't need the beanbag now. Put it on the lap, please, because we will first, it will come after we have gone on a long journey together. You might like to put your hands a little bit in the open position, in the Jnana Mudra, if you wish, because we will start with a yogic exercise and then go into a devotional exercise. Please come in a joyful and anticipating, that is, expecting mood. We will go together on a journey which many devotees have gone. We will feel, we will first relax ourselves a little bit. Where we will see how the body is different from us and how we are an eternal soul. I request you to start with a simple, answering a simple question. How does it feel to have weight? Your body is maybe 70 kg. I don't know, is it 140 kg? Study the feeling of weight throughout the whole body. Start with your left arm, please. Let it just hang down, very relaxed. Your left arm is maybe 5 kilos heavy. Go to the right arm. Your shoulders, just let them sink down and surrender them to gravitation. Concentrate on your chest and on your belly area. While sitting straight, give all this weight to the gravitation. Your legs, let them sink down towards the floor. You don't need your muscles any longer to hold them. The earth will carry you, not your muscles. Now kindly become aware that your body is now sitting here at the Japa retreat and you are in the body. Meditate or think for a moment that you are actually an eternal part of Krishna. Please bring your awareness to the heart area where you are the eternal soul within the body. You are not this body. You are looking through the eyes, not now, and you have tools, your hands and your feet, but you are an eternal soul. Kindly pay your attention now to your breathing. How is the breath coming in and out? You're breathing through the nose. Whenever you inhale, become aware of your body which is sitting. Whenever you exhale, give your whole body to the support of the earth. In, become aware of your body. Out, surrender your body. Do this practice for 20 seconds. Now, I request you to visualize that your body is a cathedral, a large church. There's an area on the ground where the benches are. There's a beautiful altar, which also supported by the ground. And there's an area above it where the chandeliers hang. And then there are two areas above it. One in the open space of the cathedral, the last area is just under the roof, the spirals of the cathedral. Your body is like a space. It has a bottom where you sit and where your stomach is. It has a diaphragm area, a chest area, and a throat area. Our intention is to feel the sound vibration in all these areas. We will chant with a low and relaxed voice. Please bring your awareness now to the area of your stomach and downwards to where you sit. And vibrate the mantra Ram in this area. I will once do it alone for you, then we will do it together. Our attention is at the floor of the cathedral. Ram. Now all together. Ram. Good. Again, and again. Thank you very much. We will now go a little bit higher in the area of the diaphragm, that is just under the rib cage. And it's important that our full attention is there. We can imagine our body to be like a cathedral. And we will now chant. I will first chant alone, and then we will chant three times together. Ra. Very, very good in chanting, and I can see you surrender. But you, two informations. The idea is not who can chant the longest, it's chant as long as you are comfortable. And the second is, please go into the experience of the sound. You should a little bit experience or experiment. And the sound should vibrate in these areas. It should move your cells. It should move your beings. We will now go a little higher in the chest area. I will chant one time alone. And then we will chant together, and we will really try to experience the sound in this chest or heart area. We will really try to that it vibrates. We might go a little up or a little down with the pitch, but this is Ra. We are almost there. We will stay for another round of three in this area. This time, please just imagine your body is really like a body of sound, maybe like a violin body, the wooden body of a violin, or a temple inside, like in Mayapur. And you really want to be in that ocean of sound, which is the holy name of Ram, a name in the Hare Krishna mantra also, and you want to just feel that ocean, the waves. You might keep your mouth a little open so that it reverberates the sound more in your area where your thinking is. We really want to not think, but we want to experience sound. All together, please. Just under the roof of the cathedral of sound, we will keep our attention in the throat area and upwards, the entire head area. I will chant it one time alone, and then we will chant for 6 times together. Exhale and chanting, we will close our lips and continue to chant. I will do it one time for you. Now I close my lips. Okay, all together. Chant the sacred mantra Gauranga. We will first focus our attention on the bench part, where the benches are in the cathedral of sound. The bottom part, the ground part. I will do it one time alone, then we will do it together. Gauranga, yourself enough air to breathe in. You can breathe in first into your belly area, then the diaphragm, and then the rest of the lung. We will go now to the diaphragm area, a little above the benches. Go. We have to really chant four or at least three syllables. It's not one syllable any longer. Let me do it one time alone for you, and then three times with you. Go. Can call out to Lord Gauranga. It is not necessarily a louder sound, but it is a sound where the intensity of your feeling is there. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the most merciful incarnation of the Lord, and he hears you calling out for him, it is certain that he will give his mercy to you. So the heart area, I will once do it alone, then we will do it together. Gauranga area. One time I will do it alone, then we will do it three times together. Gauranga, Gauranga. Throughout the whole body, 6 times, but a little higher. Gauranga. Surrender, like Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu chanted himself, we will raise our arms in the air and with closed eyes we will just put our whole being into this chanting. Remember, chanting and hearing is much more important than thinking. Gauranga. Time. Gauranga. For a moment, just be with yourself and just feel the experience of divine sound, the experience of divine names in your whole being. Just feel for a moment. Just be there. Perceive, experience. Now I request you to take your japamala, remain in the space, move very slowly. We will chant now together the mantra in one sound, in one voice. I will first chant one mantra alone, and then we will do it together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Experience sound.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
One more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Now we will just chant a little on our own. It will be only a little, and then we will come to the last exercise, which is a preparation for tomorrow. Now it's very important that you chant not so loud, just chant in a normal way, and just hear. Remember how we started our day today, or how we started the morning session. We listened to a tape of Srila Prabhupada. He said, where is the mind? Just chant with your tongue and hear with your ears. If it is should be difficult for you to hear in the beginning, because you are now on your own, you might take for some time your telephone. What is it? Telephone instrument? Telephone handle or what? Please start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare. My dear devotees, I'm totally proud of you. You are such a good, you're really giving your best, and you surrender into the exercises. I believe you will get a high result the day after tomorrow. Now, we have had 2 days which are the most difficult days, and I will now open the forum. My dear devotees, we have done now some exercises to control the mind. We have done our best to do the Traktaka meditation and everything. But chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is not a mechanical arrangement. It's not a thing of techniques. Yes, when you try to avoid the offenses and chant in this way, you will move the Lord's heart. When you chant by meditating about the meaning of the mantra, something which we will start from tomorrow, you might move his heart more. But ultimately, you have to awaken your heart with prayer, with a sincere longing for Krishna,
with a sincere longing for a yet unobtained relationship. That will move the Lord to appear. You remember in the 8th canto of the Bhagavatam, we find a devotee of the Lord who was in an elephant body. He was previously the great king Indradyumna. And he was attacked while he was in the elephant body when he took a bath in the lake. A terrible crocodile, which was much more powerful than the elephant, pulled him into the water in order to jump at its open belly and tear the intestines out and kill him. Hare Krishna. So the elephant, in this great danger, began to call out for the Lord in a prayer. And in the purports to this section of the Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada compares the elephant with a living entity. You all have elephant bodies. Hare Krishna. You might have thought up till now you have a beautiful body. But no, it's an elephant body. You are a beautiful spiritual soul at the moment in a material body. And we need to call out to Krishna in a mood of sincere prayer. Here's a prayer for you. I have fallen into the ocean of material existence, my Lord. It's a result of my selfish activities, which are without a beginning. My Lord, I see no means of deliverance from this great ocean of nations. Day and night my heart burns from the poison of material desires, and my mind never finds satisfaction or true happiness. It's not one desire, it's not two desire, it's not 20 desire. 100,000 of desires are like nooses. Nooses means a rope which is tied around her. Are like nooses around my neck, constantly giving me misery and trouble. And it goes on and on. I have no strength to get out of this terrible ocean of darkness. So I pray to your lotus feet that you will be kind and by your strength uplift me from this ocean of suffering. Krishna.
Krishna.
Yes, a little bit more, you know. Krishna.
Accept
this fallen servant.
Accept this fallen servant.
And bring me back to your lotus feet.
And bring me back to your lotus feet.
Ra, O Radha.
O Radha.
O Krishna.
O Krishna.
Kindly give shelter to me.
Kindly give shelter to me.
O my most merciful Lord.
O my most merciful Radha.
O my most merciful Radha.
Both of you are my masters.
Both of you are my masters.
I am your eternal servant.
I am your eternal servant.
But I've forgotten this.
But I've forgotten this.
And now I'm bound up in a network of Maya. Yes, network of Maya. Please accept me. Please accept me.
So this is the mood in which a devotee should chant. And we will try to hear a little bit about this mood. We will learn a very nice prayer. We will learn how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said chanting should be done. We will try to awaken our spiritual heart tomorrow. But for now, I just wish that for exactly 4 minutes you take your notebook and a piece of paper, and you kindly now write down your prayer to the Holy Name, how you wish to chant tomorrow morning. Wait before you start, please. Today we will not have, we will have an optional evening program. I will request Gaurahari to maybe chant for half an hour for those who want to come and do bhajan. But it's optional. I request you to see for the thousand little things you wish to still prepare. Maybe you're still a little hungry, or maybe you want to sit in the nature a little, or maybe you need to wash. But try to go early to bed today, so that you can be tomorrow maybe already at 5 o'clock in action and chant up till 7 o'clock. That would give you a good time to finish your 16 rounds. If possible, if you feel you need more rest, that's also all right. But please now write down a prayer, because tomorrow we will try to remember some techniques which are good for us. But tomorrow is the day where we will start to go into the area of the spiritual heart. So please now write your own prayer to the Holy Name. Holy Name means Radha and Krishna, right?